Hang on, this is Al Dunn from Super Q102 FM.
Well, I love it, I love it.
This is Al Dunn from
Q102. Didn't know. We don't have to introduce
him. No, go ahead. We finished up at 6 o'clock, by the way. On that particular night, I think I was supposed to be on 5 to 7.
That's right.
And we were cleaning up downstairs because in those days, I love the video in the corner. In those days, we were on a top floor of a 3-story building in Capel Street. We had to go up in the dark
at that, on our hands
that.
And knees half the time. Yeah,
exactly.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. But on the second floor, the place was just in bits and it had to be cleaned up. So there was, I think, Maurice Mahon, who owned the place at the time, and a couple of other people, I can't remember all in all. I think John Kenny was in there as well, who now works for RT2.
Somewhere, exactly.
He's on tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Don't be giving him free plugs.
No, well, I mean, we're going to be off, so it doesn't make any difference. We all cleaned up, and Tracy came on, and I don't know what time you were supposed to be on it or anything, but I left a few records with you, and in you went, and you were, if I'm not mistaken, it was Last Night at Dancelam by Randy Crawford that you were playing, and it started skipping. And we heard this at about half 5.
The story of my life.
We heard this at about 5:30. We were down the road in a place called Leslie's, which was a pub at the time.
I remember Leslie's.
You remember Leslie's?
Yeah, I do.
I'll say hello to Les as well if he's listening, because I haven't seen
nice
him in
guy.
Years.
Mm.
It's now the Fox and Hound in Great Strand Street. But we were down there listening, and we were saying, it's skipping away. Yeah, it is, yeah. Ash is going to do something about it. Ash, she will, yeah. We were there scooping away. Is she going to do something about it? Ash, she will, yeah. But she didn't. It's the same old story. She does it every night of the week. Listen, me and Al go back a long, long
way.
Can I tell a story which I meant to tell this afternoon, but I forgot because Sean wasn't there. Last year and the year before, Sean was working here until 2 in the morning. And after 2, I was on Q102 between midnight and 6 in the morning. And Sean used to come in to me after 2, and he'd do my security guard, right? And he used to go, how are you? How's it going? Exactly, that's what he used to do. And we used to have great crack at this. But you had a couple of calls this afternoon, actually, asking where was Michael O'Donoghue.
He retired. He retired early.
But we had a good bit of crack at that, and I was hoping you might be down this afternoon, but you weren't, so I'm here instead.
Okay.
And thanks for the can. I really appreciate the can of
I heard you, Al, this evening doing all your jingles.
We had a good bit of crack.
You had a good bit of crack.
Yeah, we had good fun.
By the way, thank you for the very first show on radio for supplying me with the rest of the records. You remember that?
Even
I had enough records.
So
even if they did.
You're the one to blame.
I'm
the one.
We want you to buy him a drink.
Antonio Horry taught me how to cue, by the way.
That's a fact, and it doesn't say an awful lot, Tracy, if you don't mind me saying so. He's downstairs, he's going to kill me.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Al, and the very, very best of luck.
Thanks
hope we see you back with the license.
Hopefully
also.
Hopefully around March we'll be back. Then.
Well, I can tell you for many a Monday... up in Radio Dublin. Do you remember Radio Dublin?
I never worked on it, but I did try back in.
Well, I was there for 5 years, and I think this will bring a lot of memories back to an awful lot of people. Actually, people used to
it's
say.
Not Bula Bula, is it?
Well, no, it's not. People used to say every Tracy, do you play this record every day? But I used to just play it once
Elvis.
A week. It's not Elvis as no. yet. No, and this is very, very specially for all the mums in the city of Dublin this evening listening into Heartbeat FM.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you remember this one? It's, yes, Anne Breen.
What a friend.
I remember it well.
You remember it?
Only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that you didn't do. Since I was a baby. thing for me. I stole the gold from your hair. I put the silver threads there. I don't know any way I could ever repay all of my cradle days. Latest friends, dearest pal, it was me who caused you every sorrow and heartache you knew. Your face so fair, I have wrinkled with care. I place every line that is there.
Certainly brings a tear to my eye because, well, that was the title for Mum of the Week every Monday.
Well done, Tracy,
at 5-1.
Christmas
turn on.
I can live without Christmas. Actually, I was made Mum of the Week myself on the programme once. Did you know that?
An unmarried mum.
Oh. Tracy with the 47 kids.
True. But I always have Chucky along as well to keep me company.
I was just looking at that thing. What is it?
I have him since I started radio. My youngest child gave him to me. He was called called Doopy Dum at home in our house. Doopy Dum. Doopy Dum.
Oh, yes.
And then I ran a competition on Radio City asking for a name for him and gave a prize.
Mm-hmm.
And Chucky came out favourite. And see, he has two badges
Elvis.
On the ear. Elvis.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And a miraculous medal on the back of that ear. And he now has the heartbeat scarf
It
on.
Looks very well.
Yeah.
It looks very
black
well.
Red.
Tracy, do you mind if I speak to Mr. O'Hara for a minute? Because
not
I haven't
all. Go ahead.
I haven't spoken to Mr. O'Hara on the ear since...
Since he was slapping your hand.
At the very latest, it was 1982, when we were working back in Radio City. Okay, we better close the door. In there, man.
You were still in short pants.
I was still in short. I was only a lad.
Oh, a wee
mind
lad.
You, you were always about 20 years older than me.
Yeah, but like the whiskey, maturity does well.
Not with you, pal. Listen, do you have any, do you mind, I don't know, do you mind if I just ask him, has he any funny stories? I'm sure you have, Tracy.
Me? I don't
funny
believe
stories.
In funny stories.
Do you not? Funny stories, say, I mean, going
about
back.
About what happened?
Yeah,
about
radio.
Have.
Going back, say, as
I
far as.
I think I have the ultimate.
Whatever.
Oh, I suppose the ultimate story would be...
I remember Sean Ferguson laughing at me over this joke.
Sean Ferguson laughs at everybody.
Yeah, well, he did laugh at me.
He's a funny man. When he looks in the mirror,
outside
he laughs at himself.
Outside HMV there
in
Henry Street.
Well, I suppose
remember what happened to me?
One of the main stories was... Would
didn't
be
happen to any other DJ, I don't think, in the world.
A certain disc jockey walking in town.
He walked in and took the two decks off the air.
Have I lost something here? Have I?
True.
Tracy, I have to ask you, I'm sorry about
it
this.
It is my show at the moment, O'Hara.
I know, that's...
Don't even want to ask you.
I did apologise before I said anything.
Yes.
You'd have been far better off on Radio 1, where you talk all day.
Well, that has been said about me as well, but people like to hear me talk.
No, but yeah, but I mean, you never play me.
I never said a word.
Mainly yourself.
No, do you... Well done, gang.
We love you.
No, sorry, the only Trace. Funny story I remember was a certain gentleman. He's still on radio. We'll say no more because these are old stories. And there was a slight disagreement in the certain station we were in.
As there usually
and
is when...
As usual is when we were around. And we threatened to hang him from the top of Cable Street.
What was I doing?
It wasn't Al, actually.
Oh,
I think
okay.
then we said we would draw our services, Al and ourselves.
I remember that. Would that
Do you remember that certain gentleman?
Yeah, that was...
No. He could be still a big name.
He could well be.
I doubt it.
Mm. Mm.
Well, we wish him well. He's a good friend of ours today, but remember that day we threatened to hang him out of the window. Listen, and that was four stories up.
Tony, I hope you're not going to go any further with this story, because I hope to get a job in March or April.
Well, as I have a good philosophy on that.
Yeah. Don't mention his name.
Exactly.
Oh, that's grand. I'm trying to think of a funny story about you back in Radio City. Because that's the last time I worked with you, and I hadn't seen you for years then, and I was fairly blessed, I suppose. Yeah. But
I certainly remember something very funny back there. Do you remember our meetings we used to hold from every time to
they
time?
They were funny meetings.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
We'd be all sitting on the
I'd
floor.
I'd say intimidating.
They were. Because
it's
I remember,
like mafia.
You go into a meeting like that, and it was good fun, because you go in there, and there was Ken Francis, yourself, Tony, and myself, and Tracy
and
sitting
Mann.
In the corner, not saying a word, and Morris Mahan there. And hello, Morris, again. Lick, lick, grovel, grovel. How you doing? Ken and I had some major disagreements at these meetings. And people could never really understand it because we'd come out and we'd have a pint together. You know what I mean? Silence.
Yeah, and we used to tell you...
Silence from the gang inside as well. Okay, maybe there's a message in it. Maybe there's a message in it, friend.
Yes, but all we ever remembered about you was you used to peel an orange in your pocket.
Ah, no, steady. Steady.
I mean, hold on.
Do you want a cigarette?
My God.
I know.
You know he doesn't.
That's
smoke.
Why I'm offering.
Were they the free ones in Super Q today?
If I remember correctly,
she's
I think...
still in again?
Oh, yeah. I think, actually, Tony O'Hara did Al Dunn out of a very pensionable job in the P&T.
No, I did myself out of that, but I'm not going to say a word about it.
No,
you're dragging it up now.
He was a sporting young disc jockey.
Was he?
Well, he's still a sporting, but he's not any younger anymore.
It was funny. No, I'm not going to tell the story because if I do,
yes,
exactly.
Okay.
I won't say a word.
Now, do you think it's possible to press the deck?
I think so.
Sing
and
the left.
Actually, the next record. Let me say hello to a few people that are phoning in, wishing us all the best. To Marie and Una, they're listening to us in Coolock. And let me say hello to all the staff of Moore's there and Andrews in Mead Street. And they wish all the disc jockeys here on Heartbeat FM the very best of luck in the future. And we'll also say a big, big hi to all the Celine family. And they're in Black Rock this evening. Also, Leona and Jackie. Well, I got a little letter way back on the very first day I went into radio.
And yes. The only heart letter.
You don't believe it.
I did. it was around the corner from us in Radio City. It was Cars Rainwear. I have it up in my room at home. Tiny little page pulled out. I said, was appealing on the air. Will I ever get a letter? Will I ever get a letter? And this fellow delivered it by hand.
You're still at it. You're still at it.
But they did. And they always ask for this particular record.
Wrong
here.
Deck.
It's here. Okay.
What's that?
Yes, it is. It's the very, the one and only.
Tracy,
get out the hankies.
See the Thank
tree,
you.
See how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. Was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. and it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was
Heartbeat, just 95 FM, Dublin's good music station.
Racy Evans plays your music.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years. of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Well, let me say hello to all Elvis fans all over the city. And as you know, I always, well, one of my fabuloso guys was Elvis, and he still is. And let me say to hello to everybody that promoted Elvis throughout the years, on radio and off radio. A lot of fans off the radio. If you're an Elvis fan, you stand up this moment and take a bow. It's 9 minutes before eight on the last, well, coming up to the four final hours here on Heartbeat FM. And we're absolutely heartbroken. What do you think, Glenn? Glenn just joined me here
in
the studio.
Yes, I think we're heartbroken, Tracy.
We really are.
Absolutely.
How am I getting through this show at all?
I don't know.
Well, let me say hello now to the O'Connor family in Drumcondra. They send us commiserations and they say they're going to miss us something horribly. Oliver and Francis in Swords, they don't know how they're going to live without us, Glenn. And the lads in Quinsworth in Stillorgan in the butchery that rang me up every Saturday morning. Thank you very much indeed, lads. It was very nice listening to you and talking to you and finding out how you were cutting your fingers every other moment and guys reaching 40 and terrible things happening. But sure, we shared it together. And that's what radio is about. What do you think radio is about, Glenn?
Yeah, it's about the things you said, Tracy. Actually, I'm amazed. I must say that I've never seen anything like the amount of letters that come into this station for Tracy Evans. Absolutely sackfuls come in every week. Lonely Hearts and People with the Stars and all that sort of thing. And Tracy's played a big part in Heartbeat over the past, what is it now, Tracy?
Well, I'd say over on and off over 2 years
here.
Yeah,
over
on
2 years,
Heartbeat.
Almost since we started. A big part and has influenced the lives and goings on and all sorts of things of many people. And I'm sure they're all very grateful to you for all the things you've done.
Well, that's very, very nice. I appreciate that, Glenn. It's not often I get a terrific appreciation from a fellow DJ, I can tell you. It's very, very heartwarming. And one thing I always believed, that I was in radio as a helping media. I want radio to help people, because I found that's how I came into radio first myself, was that I found, on account of a very sadness I had in my life 10 years ago, that I found radio was the one thing that helped me. And that's what I have tried to achieve, that I came into somebody's room, cheered them up, got them through a bad patch in their life. And if I've done that, I can leave and bow out and be grateful, I feel.
Well done, Tracy.
Okay, and one of my very, very favourite guys. Very shortly, I have a very, very special lady talking to me. She's called Nella Allen. But first, another of my fabuloso guys. He's George Benson.
Godspeed, your love.
open arms of the sea. Only riverside, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
And I need your love too, George, but you're never around. That's one of my fabuloso guys, George Benson. Well, on the phone here to me at the moment, we have Nella Allen. Hello, Nella.
And you're Tracy.
You're over in the class studio
at
the moment.
We are indeed, and we've been here since 4 o'clock, and I'm afraid, Tracy, we're having a heck of a celebration around here. There's Suzanne Duffy, Michael Reardon, Chris Austin, and Justin here at the moment.
So everybody's there.
So they're coming in and coming out like flies, actually, Tracy.
Well, where I met you first was out on that famous Anko course.
Indeed, Tracy. We were all going to be stars on that, weren't we?
We were stars for 3 months, Nella,
we
if
were,
nothing else.
We were, and we had a wonderful time, Tracy, didn't we?
Absolutely.
And then we were all going to be totally legit, and somebody in the government, somebody up there let us down.
I know, but sure, there's always time.
Well, there is, Tracy, yes. And how are you, anyway?
Not bad. I've been doing my kind of music. If I remember correctly, you always had a kind of a tendency towards classical music.
Well, that's my thing, Tracy, yes, yeah.
And are you still doing your kind of funny...
Oh, I am, very much so. And I'm very glad to be on CAS 98.5 FM. Because,
okay.
It's a super station. You know that, it is, yeah.
So you have enjoyed your stint there with CAS?
I certainly have, because they're a great crowd. And, I mean, like, all the people on sort of... Paj Ready. I mean, you know, you have to say, Tracy, that, I mean, we have stuck it out, and it's an innovation on sort of independent radio anyway. And, I mean, you know, independent radio is going to come, and we're all into it. I'm afraid I'm messing you about here a bit, Tracy. Listen, tell me something, Tracy. I mean, you've enjoyed Heartbeat, have you?
Well, I love Heartbeat. It was always my kind of music, Nella.
Well, that's
kind
very
of,
true.
You know,
yes,
I'm
yeah.
soppy at heart. I have John Keogh here in the studio, and John's a Scorpio. Do you remember Me and the Stars?
Oh, I do indeed. I think you told my...
I'm not surprised, woman. You can't leave anything alone, can you? There's only 4 hours to go and she's off with the stars.
Well, I'm very sorry, John, but we're on tomorrow. We're on until 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Oh,
and
that's...
then we're all going out for a big celebration.
Are we invited?
But, I mean, Tracy, this is a very historic night and it's very nice to be part of it, isn't it?
Well, thank you very, very much for joining us, Nella, and I hope that you'll be well.
Well, listen, our station manager, our sales manager here, Chris Austin, wants to give you a big kiss goodbye because he's a big fan of yours, even though he's class up to his ears.
Well, it's great to have a fan somewhere. Where is the
hello.
Kiss? Hello, hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing my best against all odds.
Just a very quick note. It's been a great pleasure to have worked with Glenn and the lads who's come down here to do their commercials, etc.
Did you hear the? Did you hear the cheer? Did you hear the cheer? The cheer, boys!
Yes.
And,
let's have it again.
All the best for the future.
They did, and thank you very, very much, Chris. And and I hope you certainly get a license as well.
Sorry, I've just had a large gin and tonic pour down my neck.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Down my back, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, open your mouth the next time, Chris.
Right.
Okay.
Have fun.
Okay, and thank you very much
bye-bye.
Indeed.
Bye-bye.
I'll give you a buzz, Tracy.
You'll do that, Nella.
Take care, darling.
Bye. You too. Well, that was Nella Allen, and I must say I enjoyed being with that lady. Some stunner, I can tell you, and we had some terrific crack way back, it was in 1983, on the first countdown to local radio. Well, we're counting down on our four final hours, actually. We're into the fourth and last hour here on Heartbeat FM with myself, Tracy Evans, into my final hour, possibly forever on radio.
Yeah.
Let me hear the cheer.
Yeah.
Heartbeat 95 FM in stereo.
The Heartbeat of Dublin City.
It's the final countdown.
We regret that from December 31st, Heartbeat FM cannot bring you a radio service. Dublin's only love song station will cease broadcasting, as ordered by the 1988 Wireless Telegraphy Act. The final countdown is on.
Even though it's been
that brings back a lot of memories. I think that was the funniest video I've ever seen in my whole life. Your man up in his high heels and out of the airport waving goodbye. And that's what we're doing here tonight on Heartbeat FM, waving goodbye. The hankies are out all over the place. They're just pretending they're happy here, but they're very sad. And let me say hello to Josephine and Margaret. We hear Margaret had the flu all week, and listening to Heartbeat FM, she was enjoying herself, and she's going to even be sadder in Inchicore. I'd like to say hello to a few people that have been listening to me over the years. A big hi to the Corrigans. Hello. A big hi to you. The Callahans in Stillorgan. And we couldn't forget Michael Donnelly, a long, long time listener to me and recently engaged to Lisa. And a congratulations to you. And everybody else that followed me from radio station to radio station over the years, I want to play this one for you. Of course, the one and only Barry Manilow and Can't Smile Without You. As I felt, as I say, about my listeners, I really did. I cared about you. It mightn't have sounded at times, but I did. Now, I'd also like to thank, yes, very much so, Eamon Cook for giving me a big break in Radio Dublin. I certainly enjoyed my stint on Radio Dublin, the whole of it, every single bit of it. And Mike Byrne helped a lot there, as did the killer. This is the killer speaking, DJ Lee. He was there. And we'll say hello to Angie, Valerie, and all the rest of the crew. Too numerous to mention. We'll be here for the 3 days. Another guy I'd like to remember too, Tony Allen. Remember Tony's voice? And of course, this particular guy. Yes, this is Jerry Moore.
Tracy Evans plays your music.
If I had to live my life without you near me. The days would all be empty. The nights would seem so long. With you I see forever, oh, so clearly. I might have been in love before, but I never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, touch me now, I don't want to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You wanna know my love will lead a way for us, like the guiding star. I'll be there for you if you should need me. You don't have to change a thing. I love you just the way you are. So come with me and share the view. I'll help you see forever too.
Yes, nothing's going to change my love for you, and I hope you, the listener, feels like that about us, Heartbeat FM, on this final evening here, 8:15. And in the studio, just flew over in their helicopter from Q.
I beg your pardon. Is that a rude word?
No, it's Clace. Okay, Brian, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Lambert. Tracy. How you doing, Tracy? It's lovely to be here, and on this very... very
nostalgic. He can't get the word out.
No, and well, I'm finished now. I'm finished completely.
Finished.
Yeah, I've done my last one. So,
how long have you been involved in radio, Brian?
Well, since 1978, the first program I did was in Big D in November 1978, and I worked part time from then until May of this year when I decided I'd go all the way full time for class.
Oh, I love it.
So, I've been doing the afternoon program in class since May for 3 to 7. And it's been, you know, very enjoyable. Lovely people to work with. And what can I say?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. First time I met you, Tracy, was back in...
back where?
Let me see. Probably about 1978, when you used to work for Radio City, when I was the manager of the record shop up the road.
Well, Brian,
that's how I got to know all of the people, actually.
Well, it was 1980, actually.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, the old memories, you know, gone a bit now.
I'm only around 8 years, as
yeah.
such. Yeah. But anyway, actually, 1978, those particular years were really top years in pirate radio, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose they set the trend for what's taken place since then. They were really the early days, and they were great fun. And,
yeah.
People used to listen in for all the mistakes,
records
skipping
on.
And things like that. But actually, it's all part of the fun, you know.
Isn't it? I actually feel that if I didn't make a mistake every day, I just wouldn't feel right anyway.
We're only human,
and people
you know?
Would be saying, "What is wrong with Tracy Evans? Why is she doing everything right?" Okay. Well, how about you, Dave?
Well, it's actually quite sad for me having worked here actually on the first day. And
this is, of course, David Baker, and he got the award
David
there.
David Baker.
I know. No, I just think it's quite sad, actually, because even when I moved, I know I was back and forth from Heartbeat once or twice, but...
We won't hold that against you.
I have to say, and I'm going to say it, is that the fact that I never stopped listening to Heartbeat, even when I was in other places, but...
Because deep down you're a romantic anyway.
Very, very romantic.
Yes.
Well, yeah, well, but it's just I know. We've got a shirt on me here that's burst, probably from all the...
But you aren't you a Taurus, or are you?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, yeah.
Capricorn.
Okay.
I knew
you were an earth sign.
But I do know that a lot of the people in Dublin are going to miss a radio station like this that's provided something that nobody would have ever thought of.